It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you bow with us in a time of prayer? Precious Father, how we thank you for the eternal Word. Oh Lord, thank you for a perfect Savior. Thank you for your love and your mercy. Thank you for saving us through the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for washing our sins away with His blood and placing us in the very body of Christ. Lord, you know our hearts today. Lord, help us that we just simply bow to you and yield to you. I pray for my brothers and sisters today. The very one that may be sick, God, would you touch them? That one that may be in a hospital or in a home, would you draw them near to you? And Father, I pray today for our churches, locally and even foreign. Lord, would you touch? And God, would you let the Spirit of the Lord touch their lives and touch their hearts? And Father, I pray you'd keep your hand upon this little ministry here as we proclaim the Word of God, that souls will be saved and the gospel will ever go out. Lord, would you get the glory? For it's in Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. And what a blessing it is to be with you on this day that God has given us. We have one question we'd like to ask you, that if you're listening, do you have a copy of God's precious Word? The greatest book that's ever been put in print is the eternal Word of God. Now, for over 50-some years, we've been sending out the Word of God around the world into different countries. And we're still trying to do that. And if you don't have a copy that you can sit down and read for yourself, right now, I want you to get a pencil and paper ready. And we're going to share some songs by the Burns Trio today. And then we'll give you the mailing address where you can write us. Right now, I want you to listen while they sing, "I'm a Child of the King."
Praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King. Once I was clothed in the rags of my sin, wretched and poor, lost and lonely within. But with wondrous compassion, the King of all kings, in pity and love, took me under His wings. Oh yes, oh yes, I'm a child of the King. His royal blood has cleansed every stain, and I, who was wretched and the poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King. Now I'm an heir to a heavenly home. My Holy Father has made me His own.
angels above. Oh yes, I'm a child of the King. His royal blood has cleansed every stain, and I, who was wretched and the poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God.
Listen while they sing, "When I Step Off on That Beautiful Shore."
Here we often have family reunions. We'll visit for just a short while. Then we'll part and we'll not see each other.
Isn't that going to be a wonderful day when we step off in heaven? Hallelujah. And that is going to happen. Now, for those of you that need a copy of the Word of God, feel free to write to this address, Open Bible Hour, P.O. Box 100, Roan, R-O-A-N, Mountain, M-T-N, Tennessee, T-E-N-N, zip code 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, P.O. Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Now, if you wish to email us, it's all small letters, and it's simply jerry@openbiblehour.org. I'll repeat that again, jerry@openbiblehour.org. Now, when we receive your letter or your email, we'll take your name and address out and put it on an envelope, and then we will place in that envelope a Bible, an authorized King James scripture, Old and New Testament. With that Bible, we'll send you a short course in Bible knowledge with over 500 scripture references that you can just fold and place right in the Word of God. We'll send you a gospel tract on how to be saved and know it. We'll send you another gospel tract on what do Christians believe. We love you. How's this work done? This is not a government work. This is a work of the Lord. God's people, individual churches, individual people that know the importance of the Word of God, of getting the Word out to you. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Their love gifts make this possible. And we love you. And we thank the Lord that we're able to continually send out God's precious Word in Bible lessons that we're sending out, Bibles. And then our Bible college is still going. And last Thursday was the last of the CIS class. It'll go back in after the first of the year. And the work is still going on. Now, if you can, would you just lean back and listen to the Word of the Lord? We've been praying, and in our society, especially here in America anymore, they don't even want you to mention the name God. Don't even talk about Jesus. You can talk about Christmas or Santa Claus or anybody else. They can ridicule and laugh about Thanksgiving. But I want to speak to you today about the most important thing that ever happened in our life. It's the sacrifice of Christ. Apart from Jesus Christ dying on the cross for our sins and becoming sin for us, what a sacrifice that was. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should never perish. Hallelujah. My salvation is not in keeping the law. My salvation is not in ritualism. My salvation is not politically, but it's in one person. That person is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, why is the sacrifice of Jesus? Why is it necessary? Listen to the Word of God in Romans 8 and 3. What the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and by a sacrifice for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Hallelujah. That birth, the death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, it was a necessary sacrifice. He came in this world to die. The only way that we can be saved is through him. And then in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7 and verse 27, the Holy Spirit moves on Paul to write, and he says that Jesus was an offered sacrifice. Listen to what the Word of God said. Who needeth not daily to offer up sacrifice, he offered up himself. Hallelujah. He was the fulfillment of all scriptures. It's not in the law. It's not in ritualism. Our salvation is in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And Jesus offered the sacrifice. He gave himself. Amen. And then Paul gets to write in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 26 that about the removing sacrifice. He said, put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. How can we get rid of our sins? Stop and think of all the sins that you've committed in your life, all the evil things that you've done. How do you get rid of them? We can't. They stay right on. They stay right with us. But my friend, can I say to you, the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ is the only thing that puts away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Hallelujah. He died on the cross, and may I say to you, it's his blood that washes our sins away. Apart from the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, we came into this world a sinner, lost and undone. And except there's a sacrifice done and we bow to him, may I say our sins will never be wiped away. But praise God, through him they are removed. How precious the word of God is. How sure the salvation of the Lord is. It's not just a story, but it's an eternal fact. Amen. And then in the word of God, may I say the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ is a perfect sacrifice. There's nothing that you can add. There's nothing you can take away. Paul, in the book of Acts chapter 10 and verse 12, speaks about this again. He said he offered one sacrifice for sins forever. Oh, praise the Lord. One time Jesus died on the cross. And may I say to you, how many times can you get saved? One time. Jesus died one time. It's a perfect sacrifice. And it was offered one sacrifice for sins forever. Hallelujah. For they were sinned from the beginning all the way to the end. Oh, what a precious sacrifice it is. And it's all in Christ. Religion would try to get you to think about maybe a person or something they think, or a religion, or an element, or a program. But may I say, our salvation is in one person. And that one person is Jesus Christ going to the cross and dying for us. And on the cross, he made a sacrifice of himself. Hallelujah. And it's perfect. It can't be replaced. No one else can do that. Only Jesus. And then praise the Lord for the word of God. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 2, that it's an accepted sacrifice. Well, just think of this. Jesus on the cross, dying. The Father is looking down. Christ hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to who? To God, for a sweet-smelling savor. Hallelujah. I didn't go to the cross. It wouldn't do a bit of good for me to die on the cross. But Jesus went, and God looked down. They tried through the law. Man had tried to argue and everything else, but Jesus settled it. And he, Christ, gave himself for us. For who? You and I. You might think, what's God ever done for me? He died for you. In fact, may I say to you, even while we were in our sins, God loved us. God loved us, and he's the one that touches you and takes you to the cross and lets you see what Jesus has done for him. And he hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God. for a sweet-smelling savor. Hallelujah! What a Savior that we have in our precious Lord. And then, in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse number 7, the sacrifice of Christ was a substitutionary sacrifice. Listen to how Paul words this in the Word of God. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Why did he call it our Passover? Well, you read back in the book of Genesis, and God's children that were in captivity, they had to take a lamb, and it had to be slain. Blood had to be plied over their doors. As that death angel came by, may I say to you, where that blood was, they lived. But where that blood was not applied, my friend, there was death in those homes. But Christ, our Passover, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and how real it is sacrificed for us. What a Savior. You can determine what you're going to do. Baptism doesn't save you. Church membership doesn't save you. Belonging to an organization doesn't change you. Being a member of a political organization doesn't change you. But Christ is our Passover. He is our sacrifice. And he took my place and yours on the cross. What a darling Savior that he is. And then can I share with you another passage? It's a remembered sacrifice. And in Psalms 1 and verse 5, listen to the Holy Spirit of God as it's penned in the Word of the Lord. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Hallelujah. When I pray, how can I pray to God? Through Christ that died for me. How can I live for the Lord? Through Christ that died, the sacrifice for me. God saves us by grace. God keeps us by grace. But may I say this, he didn't take us to heaven. He left us here in an old human body. And this old body, in fact, our enemies in this world is our flesh, the world, and the devil. And the devil doesn't want us to worship God. The flesh, if you don't yield it to the Lord, that's why Paul said, I die daily. The best thing that we as God's children need to do today is bow our hearts to the Lord and pray. And I do this. I say, Lord, don't let Jerry Honeycutt live today. Oh, don't let him react. But God, would you let the Holy Spirit work through me your absolute will? So the sacrifice of Christ is a necessary sacrifice. It is an offered sacrifice. It is a removing sacrifice. It's a perfect sacrifice. It's an accepted sacrifice. It's a substitutionary sacrifice. And it's a remembered sacrifice. Can I point you to a little thought? What do you think about? You that are saved, do you remember when the Lord touched your heart and showed you how lost you were? And you begin to pray about your condition. Or do you remember the day that you said, Lord, come into my heart and save me? And the joy that had happened. Hey, it wasn't baptism. It wasn't that you joined the church. It's that you received the Lord Jesus Christ by and through a simple faith. Hallelujah. What a remembrance that is. It was him that saved me. And every time that we sing these old hymns that we sing, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. May we remember continually that Jesus Christ died for us. And as we pray, may our prayers be filled with the remembering of him And oh, my friend, today, would you simply bow and thank God for that? There should never be a day that we don't wake up and thanking the Lord for saving us and washing our sins away. It's all about Jesus. It's not a matter, I mean, I talk to people and they say, well, I'm trying to stay saved. Well, I can't. It's not in my hands. We're in the hands of the Lord. Just like he went to the cross and died for us. May I say, our life, my very being, my total all in all is in the hands of the Lord. And may we realize that, what a precious, loving Savior he is. If you're listening to me today, and you've never trusted Jesus as your Savior, would you bow right now? And in your heart and your mind, you might be thinking, what can I do to be saved? Just realize that you're lost. Remember that you can't save yourself. Remember that he is the only one that can save you. And simply, the Bible said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Would you receive the living Savior as your Lord and Savior today? How do you do that? By the pure grace of God. It's all in his hands. What a loving, wonderful Savior he is. For those of you that have trusted him as your Savior, are you yielding for him? Are you serving him? Are you giving yourself to prayer? Are you telling others about the Savior? Oh, may God help us in these days. Our election didn't get too much settled, but I'm glad that God's looking down, and through the sacrifice of Jesus, we can obtain victory for him. Thank you for listening today, and may God richly bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.